This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and it is a Thursday, so once again, we welcome a phone call from Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Cinema Chat. And a good Thursday to you, Russ.
A good Thursday to you, David. It's a beautiful sunny day, and it looks like we're going to have a good holiday weekend for all kinds of celebrations, including going out to the movies. And last week was a pretty big week of going out to the movies.
Best weekend since the pandemic started, right?
That's right. F9, which is the Fast and Furious franchise, opened up last week at commercial theaters, and it did very well, a little under $70 million worth of business. And locally, it did really well at the commercial theaters, at the Cinemark in Ypsilanti, and at the Imagine in Saline. So that's great news.
Feels like a step forward.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it didn't do quite as much business as the last two Fast and Furious films. Furious 7 was $147 million, so a little over twice as much as the F9. And Fate of the Furious, which came out in 2017, which is the eighth film, did $99 million. But, you know, that's right. And it might have not even been disappointing. You know, it wasn't opened on a holiday weekend and all of that kind of stuff. But we've got a long way to go to get back to normal, whatever normal is. The pandemic was very disruptive to so many businesses. It's not unique to the movie business at all or the entertainment business in general. But it's things are picking up, and that's a good thing. In the Heights continues to do really well at the Michigan Theater. We'll probably have it for a couple more weeks. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's great to see on the big screen. Farmington Hills native Heidi Ewing has a film that premiered at Sundance in 2020, which I was lucky enough to see, I Carry You With Me, which opened in New York and Los Angeles as in a typical kind of platform, what we call a platform release. It will roll out to the rest of the country in the coming weeks, and will open at the State Theater possibly the Michigan Theater by the middle of July. And in New York, the art house capital of the United States, things are picking up quite significantly. Film Forum had their best grossing film with a Jean-Pierre Melville film from 1970, a repertory film. And the thing that I think all WEMU listeners are going to be very, very excited about is the film that's opening nationwide this weekend, Summer of Soul, which is a music concert film that was actually captured 50 years ago.
Yes.
At a music festival in Harlem. And we'll talk more about that. But it had a couple of screenings in New York and Los Angeles and a lot of great buzz. And this weekend we're opening up at the State, at the Michigan Theater, four different series that we're playing throughout the rest of the summer. A Wes Anderson series, the director Wes Anderson, who has a lot of charming films. Spike Lee, in my opinion, one of the great filmmakers currently working.
He's done some of my favorites, for sure.
Absolutely. And then we've got the Japanese animation studio Ghibli series that we're doing. And then our traditional summer classic films, which we're starting a little bit later this year for understandable reasons, I think. But four different series that are playing, and as well as the first run stuff that we're going to do with the Michigan and the State. So what we're very, very excited about is the Summer of Soul film, which was put together by Amir Questlove Thompson, better known as Questlove, the music director for Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, it has gotten great, great reviews, and it transports you back to 1969 when the Harlem Cultural Festival was put on the same summer
as Woodstock.
Yep, and it had a great lineup, why this concert was captured, but then the film footage was never put together. It was photographed on 16mm film, which was pretty typical for a documentary kind of film at that point in time. Technologically, there could have been all kinds of problems with sound synchronization and those kind of things, which at that time was I mean, it's always complicated to do, but in the digital era, you have a greater opportunity to manipulate things, to sync things up in ways that you couldn't do back 50 years ago. And the performances are just outstanding. A few of the performers that you're going to see in this concert film is Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and many, many more. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing work of Questlove, who is an artistic genius. I don't think there's any other way.
Yeah,
to put it.
There's no question about it. And I will go anywhere, anytime to see Sly and the Family Stone. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And this is all about the Summer of Soul for now, but there is plenty of other movies to see.
Absolutely. So next week, we're going to open up the Marvel Studios comic book film that stars Scarlett Johansson and Rachel Weisz, Black Widow. And I got to tell you, this movie has been enthusiastically endorsed, although he hasn't seen it quite yet, by Michael Jewett, who is a true movie maven and is also a superhero comic book aficionado as well. So get your tickets now. It's quite possible that that will sell out, but we're going to open it at the State Theater next week, and that should be a lot of fun.
Who knows? If you buy your tickets now, you just might pick the same show as Michael.
That's right. Absolutely. You might be sitting right next to Michael Jewett, although we will socially distance various parties by one seat. The standards have changed by the state of Michigan, so you can go to 100% capacity at restaurants and at theaters. We've gone above and beyond the safety standards that has been indicated by the state and sometimes even the CDC. So we're still going to do a certain amount of social distancing. We encourage people, if they would like, to wear masks. It's not necessary. Currently, our staff is still all wearing masks, and part of that is to encourage people to feel comfortable if that's what they want to do. If you don't want to wear a mask and you're vaccinated, we encourage you to do what is best and most comfortable for you. If you haven't been vaccinated, you absolutely have to wear a mask, and we will ask you that when you come in. But safety is incredibly important even still. And, you know, I think it's one of the things that may linger in terms of that kind of safety dynamic. We've made some changes to the heating, air conditioning, and ventilation system at the Michigan and State Theater to make it a safer, fresher air environment. And so, you know, got to remind everyone, the world's best popcorn is still being made and distributed there at the state of Michigan.
So, sounds like a perfect place to see in the Heights.
Absolutely. And there's just a couple more things about Summer of Soul. The secondary title is Or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, which is one of the quotes from the movie. It's really great. And in addition to Nina Simone and Sly and the Family Stone and those folks, Mahalia Jackson, the Staple Singers, B.B. King, and the Fifth Dimension make a really interesting appearance in the movie that's quite compelling. So Summer of Soul, go check it out. You can get your tickets in advance or come on down to the theater this weekend. In the Heights, indeed, as you said, is continuing, and if you haven't seen it, you got to see it. It's just a joyful celebration of summer, of life, of a neighborhood in New York City, and it makes you think of the downtowns everywhere that are coming back to life. So that's great. The Truffle Hunters, and we're doing like three times the national business for In the Heights, and also for The Truffle Hunters, which is this really interesting documentary that we've been playing for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we keep thinking, well, you know, people are going to start coming to it, but they come to it in increasing numbers the longer the time goes on, which is the best endorsement of word of mouth that you could possibly have. If you're a music fan, you want to go check out the Sparks Brothers documentary put together by Edgar Wright about this duo, Ron Mazel and Russell Mazel, who is your favorite band's favorite band. Not very well known to the common listener, but very well known in the music world. And Rita Moreno, just a girl who decided to go to it. It is the perfect follow-up to In the Heights, which is set in a Hispanic neighborhood. Rita Moreno, was the inspiration for a lot of the performers that appear in the Heights, particularly Lin-Manuel Miranda, who put In the Heights together. He's also a producer and one of the interviewees in Rita Moreno, just a girl who decided to go for it. But the primary interviewee is Rita Moreno, who is a charming, really wonderful lady who suffered a lot of things to endure and make her career work. If you haven't seen A Quiet Place, go check that out. That's one of the big summer hits that actually has legs. A lot of folks are still going to see it, even though it's been playing essentially throughout the summer, opening Memorial Day weekend. And then I am so happy about our four-pronged summer classic series. We usually just do one, Hollywood classic. So this week the traditional classic film series is going to be The Sandlot, which is to play on Sunday and Tuesday. But we got West Side Story and A Cat Video Festival and Greatest Showman, Empire Strikes Back, just Singing in the Rain, a lot of great films. The Wes Anderson film this week is The Grand Budapest Hotel, which plays on Friday. Do the Right Thing is the Spike Lee film for this week. It plays on Saturday. And then the anime series, which plays on Sunday at the Michigan Theater, is Princess Kaguya. So go check it out. Tremendous amount to see at the State and Michigan Theater. And it's your favorite multiplex. And we've got a couple of great ones in our neighborhood. Cinemark out between Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and the Celine Imagine Theater.